Welcome to the Northwood Project. This thing, and I was trying to get access to police reports for our podcast, and I found all this weird web traffic connected to an ISP I didn't recognize, and it had these encrypted files on it, but it wasn't police reports. It's more like, I don't know, incident reports. They can be vague and unprofessional at times. They don't mention any officer names or employees if it's a security company.
Slow down, Jesse. You tried to hack into the police station?
Well, not exactly. Police reports are public. I just wanted...
Just tell me what you found.
They're like incident reports, but a lot of the names that are mentioned are missing people from Northwood.
Okay, so somebody wrote about the people going missing. Isn't that basically exactly what we're doing?
No, but they talk about what happened to them, and some of them are really fucked up. Okay, look at this one. This one talks about Marcus Parks.
You really shouldn't be reading this stuff. We definitely can't turn this in for homework. You just talked about hacking the police station, you dumbass.
This isn't homework anymore, Luke. Something weird is going on. Let me read.
No! I don't want to hear whatever fan fiction some weirdo wrote about actual people in this town going missing. That's messed up, and you shouldn't read it either.
Too late. I already read them all. But listen, there's way too much personal information on here for this to be written by somebody who didn't know them. Some of them sound like interviews, like maybe they were still alive.
So what? You want us to read these stories and go find all these missing people and bam, the town is saved and we're heroes?
No, there's just a lot of weird stuff in here and people need to know. They need to hear about it.
All right, read it to me.
File 105001. Patient Marcus Parks recounting his experience with anomaly 221. We believe this anomaly came from testing of experiment 2088.
What the fuck, Jesse? Patient? Anomaly? Experiment? What is this Illuminati lizard people conspiracy theory bullshit?
You said read it. I'm reading it. These are encrypted files. If someone wrote this as a sick joke or something, wouldn't they want to share it? These were never supposed to be seen by anyone that didn't have access to this server.
Which is why you shouldn't have it. Never mind. The damage is done. The FBI is probably at your house as we speak. I'm pretty sure you've admitted to committing multiple felonies. Just read the damn thing.
Here's the auto-dictated report of Mr. Parks. Hello? They really left me in here, huh? Right. So, where do I begin? Oh god, what did I see? It all started at my house. It was late. My wife was in bed. We had just put our daughter to bed. After my wife goes to sleep, I go into my office and I play an online slots game. I linked my debit card and watched the column spin, throwing beams of light that spun around my office. Every once in a while, I would get a glimpse of vibrantly colored fruit. When the three sections began to slow, my mind raced with the idea of everything coming up matching. They did not. One lemon, one apple, and a pair of cherries. No worries though, you can just hit that big green button and the columns begin to spin once more. Another shot at glory. At this point, I had lost more money than I would like to admit, or was comfortable with, and I needed some fresh air. I grabbed a pack of cigarettes and a lighter, and I went out the front door. I was standing by my car in the driveway, smoking and probably thinking about how rigged that damn website is. Then I noticed a street lamp at the end of the road was flickering on and off, on and off. It lingered for maybe 5 seconds, then it would cut off for a second or two and buzz back to life. It sounds like something straight out of a horror movie, but honestly I didn't think much of it. I was just kind of staring, zoning out, I guess. I must have been watching that street lamp for 5 minutes or so because I was down to the filter on my cigarette. I considered whether I wanted to light another, but it was very late, probably almost 4 in the morning. So I was about to head inside and hope my wife didn't notice how late I was coming to bed. That's when I saw it. Something pulled itself under the yellow light of the street lamp. Then the light went out. A heartbeat passed, and then the light lamp returned, and I saw it there. Whatever it is, I don't know. When am I done talking? Can I leave? Nothing? Hello? I saw the thing, and I froze. They say it's fight or flight, but I didn't do either. I just stood there, and I looked at that thing. It was long. I guess is the word. It looked almost human. It was pale, like bone, other than a thick head of greasy black hair that stuck to its skin. And it was crouched under the streetlight like it was looking for keys it had just dropped. I say looking, but I don't know that it could see. It had something I would call eyes, like sausage casing filled with milk, like spider's eggs. It basked under the streetlight, and the way it bent, its knees went up past its head like the deepest squat you've ever seen, and its arms reached out around like it was balancing. The slow swaying movement was hypnotic. I should have done anything at all, but I simply didn't react. I think I was trying to convince myself that it wasn't real. Whatever I was seeing was wrong. I was too tired, or something, anything. Its gray fist unfurled into long, bone-thin fingers that ended in black nails like talons. I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. Okay. I was frozen, watching it, when I heard my dog come through his pet door. He usually followed me outside, and I turned to look, and I saw him see it, and I knew it was real. He ran towards it, barking and howling. I wanted to run after him. I wanted to save him. I think I yelled, "Stop!" The thing didn't even take a step. It just took him. Its fingers wrapped around him. It was a goddamn German Shepherd. You can't wrap your fingers around something like that. It pulled my dog towards itself, and the skin around its chest undulated and opened into a black chasm. It was almost like another mouth where its sternum should be. With a loud yelp, my dog was gone, consumed by the black chasm that this thing called its heart. I let out a long overdue scream, and finally, flight. I ran down the street. I didn't know where to go. The only thing that I could pull from my mind was a blue house around the corner, the house that belonged to a friend from high school, Derek. I never even thought to look behind me, to see if that creature was chasing me. I just wanted to pound on the door of my friend, and I wanted to be led into safety. That's when a black sedan came barreling around the corner, and you grabbed me. You said I was safe. You said... Unfortunately, Mr. Parks passed moments after completion of the interview.
Jesus.
Right? It's weird,
no,
but...
No, this is fucked up, man. We can't read these. We shouldn't be involved in... whatever this is.
I thought you said it was no big deal. Just weird fan fiction, right? It lines up with everything we talked about last week. The gambling problem, the neighbor hearing a dog fight outside. They even know his dog is missing. If somebody made this up, it's a damn good horror story.
Listen, maybe I'm just as messed up as you are, but yeah... It's pretty weird. Super weird. We can look through the rest and see if they line up, but after that, we're done. No investigating, no Scooby-Doo bullshit, okay? We read them, and that's it.
You recorded it, though, right?
Well, yeah, but...
Good.
Hey, this one talks about that woman that worked with your mom, Rebecca DeWald.
Oh, no way, you're right. She only went missing like a week ago.
Listen to this. File 052201. Patient, Rebecca DeWald, recounting her experience with Anomaly 682. It felt personal, what that man did to me. It felt like I had been chosen for some sort of punishment, but... Let me start from the beginning. I have always been made nervous by visitors arriving at my door unannounced. Friends, family, neighbors, and the landlord. I always got anxious if one of them knocked at my door. I suppose they never arrived with bad news, but... What if my house wasn't clean? What if I hadn't showered? I like to be prepared for company. That evening was like any other. I was preparing dinner for myself. I set out the vegetables to be cut and turned the burner on. That's when I heard a knock. Three, actually. Knock, knock, knock. They weren't loud or fast. Just three evenly spaced, perfectly normal knocks. Even in their mediocrity, they still made me nervous. My heart fluttered as I headed for the door. It was probably my neighbor Kim, or... Maybe it was my sister. The door stood in front of me stalwart. It was a wall until I made it otherwise. So I did. I undid the deadbolt and opened the door. A man stood on the other side of it. He wasn't particularly tall, and he was quite slender. He wore a long black cloak that matched his slicked black hair. He had dark eyes and a pale face. Surely he must have been trying to sell something, I thought to myself. Before I could stammer out a greeting, I was interrupted by a question.
I was woefully unprepared for. May I come in? How could I possibly answer that? Obviously, no, he couldn't come in. This man was a complete stranger. I believe what came out of my mouth was a quick and decisive no. The man just stood there and smiled, almost like he hadn't heard me. I repeated my no, coupled with a thank you, and closed the door. I redid the deadbolt and placed my ear against the door. I could hear the man turn and leave. Did I know this man? Had I forgotten somehow? I may be nearly 60 years old, but I rarely forget a face. I heard the man step down the two concrete steps and he was gone. My heart found its natural rhythm again. I wouldn't say that I was scared, it was just so odd. I finished making my supper and watched some TV. Just before I climbed into bed, I heard it again. Knock, knock, knock. Three perfectly spaced knocks. I walked downstairs and looked through the peephole. There he was again, waiting and smiling. It was far too late. I did not know this man, and I was starting to not like him either. I turned around to head back upstairs. He would go ignored. Then I heard him, from behind the door. May I come in? It was like he knew I was there. Now I was frightened. I looked again to make sure the door was locked and deadbolted. It was. I headed upstairs, closed the bedroom door, and climbed back into bed. It kept me up for a bit, I'm sure of it, but I must have fallen asleep because I was awoken very suddenly. It was the same three knocks. I looked at my alarm clock and it was 3:30 in the morning. I had had enough. I grabbed my phone and dialed 911. After explaining the situation to the operator, she said an officer was on the way. Three more knocks. He was still there. And now, there'd be an officer to meet him soon. I felt relieved. More knocks on the door. Only two. And they were very loud. This was not the mysterious stranger. I went downstairs to the front door and looked through again. It was the officer. I opened it and he greeted me politely. He explained to me that there was nobody outside my house. He had checked the front and the backyard and didn't see anyone leaving as he drove up. I don't remember what I told him. All I know is my sense of relief had vanished. I did not fall back asleep. All I could do was anxiously await the knocking. They never came. Not that morning, or the afternoon, and not at dinner time. I was getting ready for bed again. I checked every door and window in the house, all locked. I climbed into bed. I had a very difficult time falling asleep this time, and I must have laid there for hours. I still hadn't fallen asleep when I heard them again. Knock, knock, knock. They were so much louder this time. Not because the stranger was pounding on the door this time. It was a matter of distance. The knocks were coming from my bedroom closet. I was paralyzed in fear as I heard, "May I come in?" I did not get to answer. This interview was taken posthumously from patient.
Posthumously?
It means after death. I'm telling you, Luke, nobody made this up.
All I know is I don't like it. At all. It's getting late, and I don't want to walk home in the dark.
I don't blame you.
Okay, I better go. Don't let anyone see these pages. I'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. And hey, stay close, all right? Something weird is going on around here. Written by Keegan Watson and edited by Jacob Connor.